Kedzie opened the door and walked up the 6 steps to the lobby. A young, pimply-faced man was behind the desk. He held a racing form and studied it sleepily. Kedzie stood at the desk until it was apparent that the youth was ignoring him. He then reached across the counter and yanked the racing form out of his hand. The clerk jumped up, his face flushing.
"What's the idea?" he demanded.
"Just want a little service," said Kedzie calmly, laying the paper on the desk. "Does Madge Griffin still live here?"
The desk clerk tried to act tough.
"Who wants to know?"
"Don't play games with me, punk," said Kedzie harshly, "or I'll break your arm. Does Madge Griffin live here, or doesn't she?"
"She lives here," said the clerk, scared now. "Room 212.
Kedzie nodded. He left the desk and walked across the lobby and up a flight of stairs. 212 was the last room at the end of the dingy hallway. He stood before the door and lighted a cigarette, then rapped softly. Madge's voice came through the door.
"Who is it?"
"Errol Flynn. Open up." He heard her walk across the room, then the door opened. She stood framed in the doorway, her eyes widening, plainly startled.
"Joe."
"Hello, Madge."